In Serenityville, at Sunshine School, Mrs. Patel, a friendly teacher, gathered her students for an exciting chat about New Year resolutions. "Hey, everyone. Let's talk about New Year resolutions, a promises we make for the new year. Cool, right?" Mrs. Patel grinned. Ravi asked, "But why do we even do this, Mrs. Patel?" "Good question. Picture ancient Babylon, a really long time ago. They had a festival, Akitu, where people promised gods to fix things. Kinda like our resolutions," Mrs. Patel explained. Priya wondered, "Did they have resolutions like ours?" "Absolutely. Jump to ancient Rome. They had a god named Janus. People made resolutions, looking back on the past and ahead to the new year," Mrs. Patel said. Suddenly, the class was in ancient Rome, watching people in fancy clothes making promises to Janus. Now, the 20th century. Imagine 1920s London. Meet Mr. Charles Whitman. His resolution was to finish writing a novel, Mrs. Patel continued. Arif asked, "But why, Mr. Whitman?" "Because a new year brings new chances, and resolutions help us reach our dreams," Mr. Whitman explained. The scene shifted to 1980s Mumbai, where Mrs. Patel turned into Mrs. Kapoor with neon leg warmers. Fast forward to the 80s. Resolutions were all about embracing bold vibes, Mrs. Kapoor shared. The class transformed into the 21st century, full of phones and social media. "Now, our resolutions fit the digital age. We promised to tidy up online and find balance," Mrs. Patel said. Tina questioned, "But is it worth making resolutions with the world changing so fast?" Mrs. Patel thought and replied, "Resolutions are about growing and getting better. It's not about keeping up, it's about being true to yourself." As the bell rang, students left with a new view on resolutions. Mrs. Patel smiled, knowing she shared a story to stick with them. And so, the tale of New Year resolutions continued, weaving through history and the dreams of generations. And so, dear reader, as you reach the end of this journey through time and resolutions, I invite you to reflect. What's your take on New Year resolutions? Do you see them as a thread connecting you to generations past, or perhaps as a roadmap for your personal evolution? What dreams are you nurturing for the year ahead? Feel free to share your thoughts, aspirations, and even a resolution or two. After all, the beauty of the story lies not just in its telling but in the collective tales we weave with each passing year. Happy New Year, and may your resolutions be as unique and wonderful as you are. Thyoi.